And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life which he lived, 115 years. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. All the souls that came with Jacob into Egypt, which came out of his loins, besides Jacob's sons' wives, all the souls were 86. And the sons of Joseph, which were born him in Egypt, were 2 souls. All the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were 80. And 40 days were fulfilled for him, for so are fulfilled the days of those which are embalmed. And the Egyptians mourned for him 60 days. And they came to Elam, where were 12 wells of water, and 60 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. And the silver of them that were numbered of the congregation was 100 talents, and 1,730 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. But if she bear a maid child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her separation. And she shall continue in the blood of her purifying 86 days. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Judah, were 64,600. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Dan, were 62,700. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 64,600. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 62,700. And all the firstborn males by the number of names from a month old and upward of those that were numbered of them were 22,213. And for those that are to be redeemed of the 213 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, which are more than the Levites, of the firstborn of the children of Israel took he the money, 1,335 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. These are the families of Judah according to those that were numbered of them, 16,500. These are the families of Issachar according to those that were numbered of them, 64,300. These are the families of the Zebulunites according to those that were numbered of them, 60,500. All the families of the Shuhamites according to those that were numbered of them were 64,400. And 62,000 beeves, and 61,000 asses, and the Lord's tribute of the sheep was 63,015. And the beeves were 36,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 62,012. And the asses were 30,500, of which the Lord's tribute was 61. And they removed from Marah and came unto Elam. And in Elam were 12 fountains of water and 60 palm trees, and they pitched there. And we took all his cities at that time. There was not a city which we took not from them, 60 cities, all the region of Argob, the kingdom of Og and Bashan. Thy fathers went down into Egypt with 60 persons. And now the Lord thy God hath made thee as the stars of heaven for multitude. And their coast was from Mahanaim, all Bashan, all the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, and all the towns of Jair, which are in Bashan, 60 cities. And Adonibezek said, 60 kings, having their thumbs and their great toes cut off, gathered their meat under my table. As I have done, so God hath requited me. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and there he died, and caught a young man of the men of Succoth, and inquired of him. And he described unto him the princes of Succoth, and the elders thereof, even 70 men. And Gideon had 70 sons of his body begotten, for he had many wives. Speak, I pray you, in the ears of all the men of Shechem, whether is better for you either that all the sons of Zerubbabel, which are 70 persons, reign over you, or that one reign over you. Remember also that I am your bone and your flesh. And they gave him 60 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal-berith, wherewith Abimelech hired vain and light persons which followed him. And he went unto his father's house at Ophrah, and slew his brethren, the sons of Zerubbabel, being 70 persons upon 1 stone. Notwithstanding, yet Jotham, the youngest son of Zerubbabel, was left, for he hid himself. And ye are risen up against my father's house this day, and have slain his sons 70 persons upon one stone, and have made Abimelech, the son of his maidservant, king over the men of Shechem, because he is your brother? That the cruelty done unto the 70 sons of Zerubbabel might come, and their blood be laid upon Abimelech their brother, which slew them, and upon the men of Shechem, which aided him in the killing of his brethren. And he had 40 sons and 30 that rode on 70 ass colts, and he judged Israel 8 years. And he smote the men of Beth-Shemesh, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord, even he smote of the people 50,010. And the people lamented, because the Lord had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. But the servants of David had smitten of Benjamin and of Abner's men, so that 70 died. The son of Geber and Ramoth Gilead, to him pertain the towns of Jair the son of Manasseh, which are in Gilead. To him also pertain the region of Argob, which is in Bashan, 70 with walls and brazen bars. And Solomon's provision for one day was 30 of fine flour and 70 of meal. And Solomon had 70,000 that bear burdens, and 40,000 hewers in the mountains. And the house which King Solomon built for the Lord, the length thereof was 70 and the breadth thereof 20, and the height thereof 30. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in one year was 60 of gold, and out of the city he took an officer that was set over the men of war, and 5 of them that were in the king's presence, which were found in the city, and the principal scribe of the host, which mustered the people of the land, and 70 of the people of the land that were found in the city. And afterward Hezron went in to the daughter of Maker, the father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 80 and she bare him Segub. And he took Geshur and Aram, with the towns of Jair, from them with Kenath and the towns thereof, even 70. All these belonged to the sons of Maker, the father of Gilead. The sons of Reuben and the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh, of valiant men, men able to bear buckler and sword, and to shoot with bow, and skillful in war, were 40,730 that went out to the war. And their brethren, heads of the house of their fathers, 1,730. Very able men for the work of the service of the house of God. And Obed-Edom with their brethren, 80. Obed-Edom also the son of Jeduthun, and Hosa to be porters. And Joab gave the sum of the number of the people unto David, and all they of Israel were 1,000 and 100,000 men that drew sword. And Judah was 70,000 men that drew sword. All these are the sons of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and their brethren, able men for strength for the service, were 62 of Obed-Edom. And Solomon told out 70,000 men to bear burdens, and 40,000 to hew in the mountain, and 3,600 to oversee them. And he set 70,000 of them to be bearers of burdens, and 40,000 to be hewers in the mountain, and 3,600 overseers to set the people of work. Now these are the things wherein Solomon was instructed for the building of the house of God. The length by cubits after the first measure was 60, and the breadth 20. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in one year was 60,360 of gold. And Rehoboam loved Maacah, the daughter of Absalom, above all his wives and his concubines. For he took 18 and 60, and begat 28 and 70 1,200 and 70,000 horsemen. And the people were without number that came with him out of Egypt, the Lubims, the Sukkims, and the Ethiopians. And the number of the burnt offerings which the congregation brought was 60 and 100 and 200. All these were for a burnt offering to the Lord, to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbaths. For as long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath to fulfill 60. The children of Zakei, 730. The whole congregation together, was 42,303. They gave after their ability unto the treasure of the work 60,100 drams of gold, and 5,000 pound of silver, and 100 priest garments. In the first year of Cyrus the king, the same Cyrus the king made a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem. Let the house be builded, the place where they offered sacrifices, and let the foundations thereof be strongly laid. The height thereof 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 60 cubits. And of the sons of Shelomith, the son of Josaphiah, and with him 103 males. And of the last sons of Adonikam, whose names are these, Eliphelet, Jeiel, and Shemaiah, and with them 60 males. The children of Zakai, 703. The children of Adonikam, 637. The children of Bigvai, 2,307. The whole congregation together was 42,303. And that which the rest of the people gave was 20,000 drams of gold, and 2,000 pound of silver, and 67 priests' garments. All the sons of Perez that dwelt at Jerusalem were 408 valiant men. The days of our years are 60 years and 10, and if by reason of strength they be 40 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Behold his bed, which is Solomon's. 60 valiant men are about it, of the valiant of Israel. There are 60 queens, and 40 concubines, and virgins without number. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. And within 65 years shall Ephraim be broken, that it be not a people. He took also out of the city an eunuch, which had the charge of the men of war, and 7 men of them that were near the king's person, which were found in the city, and the principal scribe of the host, who mustered the people of the land, and 60 men of the people of the land that were found in the midst of the city. He made also posts of 60 cubits, even unto the post of the court round about the gate. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long wilt thou not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah, against which thou hast indignation these 60 years? And behold, 2 of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs. Then sent Joseph and called his father Jacob to him, and all his kindred 15 souls. And he called unto him 2 centurions, saying, Make ready 200 soldiers to go to Caesarea, and horsemen 60 and 10, and spearmen 200, at the 3rd hour of the night. And we were in all in the ship 216 souls. Let not a widow be taken into the number under 60 years old, having been the wife of one man, weighed like unto a rod. And the angel stood, saying, Rise, and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein, upon his heads. And his tail drew the 3rd part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great,